Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. The bigger the stuff you ask God for, the greater the requirements. Now, if you don't want nothing to happen to you, quit asking for stuff. You can simplify your life right now. Quit wanting something. But I got to tell you something, though. That's a hard life, man. You know, where my rent coming from? That's every month you got to figure that out. How we going to eat? We figuring out how we going to make these ends meet. Every month, that's hard. So I've been at every economic level there is. I've been stark, raving poor, and I've been well off. It's way better to have money. Don't let nobody fool you. I don't know what somebody told you about money, but I've had none for an extended period of time. I mean none. Now you got some problems with money that you can't imagine. When you get it, you gonna have. It ain't a week go by I don't get 2 to 3 pieces of bad news. But you know what I do? I take all that bad news with the knowledge that God must have something else for me. I live my life in expectation. Therefore, guess what? He gives me what I expect. I expect a life of abundance. You think they take this show from under me? You think I'm finna crumble? Don't even worry about Steve Harvey. Don't you know he got something else for me? Something way bigger, something way better? These people make decisions, they think they crumbling me all the time. They've been making decisions about me for years out here. They can't do nothing with me. I keep showing up over and over and over and over. I'm from Welch, West Virginia. I grew up in the hood. See, I expect great things to happen to me, even in the midst of trouble. I dare you to start writing everything down you want. I dare you. I've been checked over and over and over till I got it. I don't even fool around no more. I go to God, I ask him for it. Then I write it down. Maybe you just want $100,000 a year. Put it down. Maybe you're just trying to do something nice for your kids or your grandkids. Write it down. How much you want to make a year? How much would you like to see in a savings account? Write this stuff down. This is critical information. It's not a magic trick, man. Quit tripping. This is real. This is how it works. Rich people do this all the time. We ain't out here just making paper because we that good at it and God love us more than he love you. That ain't why we getting it. We getting it because we understand the principles of success and we apply them to our life. Don't let these rich people out here fool you. All these people out here got vision boards. They might not tell you about God, but that's their problem. I don't do nothing without mentioning him because I would be nothing without him. Because I kept asking him over and over and over and over.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless. Regardless of how I fucking feel and how depressed I am, the sun is gonna fucking shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, got to figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. and figure out life from this point. We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book...
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
Close your eyes. Go back to when you were a kid. Well, close your eyes right now. Are you the kid hero right now? The kid inside of you 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever age you are, when you were a kid, big dreams, big aspirations, anything's possible. Every window's wide open to you. Have you let that shut? Or do you still believe it? If you now as an adult turn back to the kid at 8 years old, the same person, is that kid proud of you? Is that kid saying, that's who I want to be? If not, open your eyes and fix the motherfucker. There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest worker there. And when you believe that you have the ability to do something, that the life that you're living right now is going down this direction, you hate where it is. There is nothing else to do but to change direction. A belief that I cannot go that way anymore, I gotta go this way. And what do you have to lose? You know the outcome if you continue the same shit. Why not just commit one time in your life to something? See what happens. There are no losers in the world of passion and commitment to something. No one loses there. The losers are the people that sit the starting line and never initiate. It's the belief that supremacy exists. There's so many examples in the Olympics, and every day we see the common man with the odds against them overcoming what people thought could never happen. And probably he didn't even think it. But there he stands, victorious, and a role model to all of us. Like, oh my God, we want to be him. But before he was him, he was us. What got him there was an undying belief. And every drop of sweat that came out, and every pain and ache and everything else, was just a telltale sign that he's getting closer and closer to that dream that we were when we were kids of being a reality. Why not believe in it? What's the other option? There is no other option. It's a life forgotten, man.
You find yourself locked in a cell. It becomes very hard to make any type of mental or physical effort. So, in order to continue your path, there is only one option left. You need to find a way to get out from that hole, from that cell, to bring meaning to your life, to bring value into your life. You need to learn and master yourself. And don't let the hindrances stop you. If any of you chooses to climb that path to clarity, I will be very happy to meet you at the peak. Each individual needs to find the most suitable way to climb that mountain. But secondly, there is information possible to be shared with words. But it is impossible to share the experience of clarity when you are standing on that peak by yourself. To invest the right effort in climbing that peak.
My biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this, let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not, I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big, long line of people. And I made it to heaven. 75 years old, I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up. And you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line. David Goggins. I see my name. I see all this shit. God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull-up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be. And my biggest fear, I visualized some crazy shit. My biggest fear is that one day I'm going to reach a judgment of my life. Something's going to judge me for what the fuck I was supposed to be in life. And what I want now is that whoever judged me up there, I want them to have a board, and them up there right now getting their pen out. Because, you know, this person who judges you is supposed to know everything. Supposed to know from the time you're dead to the time time you're born, time you're dead. I want this person up there to be like this, up there writing more about me, saying, I know you can do that. I know you can do that. So I want to impress whatever the is up there, whatever's going on in life. I want to go up there and not have anything left on the table.
There's a quote from one of my English teachers at Lower Merion named Mr. Fisk. He had a great quote that said, rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. You know, I'm not going to rest. I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way. So that, I try to live by that all the time.